Another week to 10 days of stress will occur across many of the U.S. Midwest crop areas thanks to a combination of very warm to hot temperatures and a lack of precipitation. The trend is nothing much different from what we've already been seeing for the past several weeks. The latest percentage of normal rainfall data for the Midwest is just horrendously low. Most areas across the region suffering from months of below average precipitation. And now, of course, temperatures are still hot across parts of the region, will become even hotter as we go through the next couple of days. That will all combine to create an environment that's much more stressful for some of these crops. Over the weekend, we saw a few pockets of significant rain, and certainly if you were involved with that, it was certainly a welcome event. But relative to the Midwest as a whole, the number of areas that received more than an inch of rain were just a handful of locations, and therefore not very representative of what went on across the region over the past several days. The temperatures were extremely warm in some locations out in the plains, but the Midwest itself was probably not as hot as it's been, obviously, but we will see warmer temperatures come up here over the next few days. Temperatures in the western Corn Belt will be in the 90s and lower 100s today, tomorrow, and probably a part of Wednesday. We'll likely see some of the heat work its way into Illinois, Indiana, and some immediate neighboring areas also as we go through this next couple of days. And then we'll see some cooler air move from north to south across the eastern Midwest. That cooler air will come from a Canadian cold front that will actually be moving a little bit differently in the sense of not coming from the west but coming from the north. We will likely see some favorable amounts of cooler air though coming in towards the latter part of the week with highs mostly in the 80s, maybe in a few upper 70s in the northernmost parts of the Midwest. The cooler air will come in as a relatively dry air mass though. There will be some showers and thunderstorms that will accompany the frontal system as it pushes through the Midwest, but we're not looking for rainfall any more significant than that of the weekend. In fact, many areas will see even less rain than that. And so the end result is that crop stresses will likely continue across the region with really little opportunity for a relief of significance. But taking the heat away will certainly help quite a bit. Temperatures in the 90s to over 100 degrees will impact places like Iowa and Illinois and parts of Indiana and Missouri and Kansas and Nebraska over these next few days. And those states are already struggling with dryness and previous heat in some locations, and so the end result here is just an ongoing serious concern for yield potentials, which continue to move lower. This drought that's underway continues to show signs of feeding on itself and not likely to change much over these next 2 weeks, and for that reason we'll likely still be looking at some very serious conditions a week to 10 days from now, if not the way out at the end of the month. The outlook for the Delta in the southeastern states is a little less severe since they did get showers and thunderstorms during the course of the weekend, and the amount of precipitation that occurred down there was welcome and was sufficient in lifting topsoil moisture so that a larger percentage of crops in that part of the country were seeing some improvement. But that certainly wasn't the case across a big part of the Midwest, and looks like this week will be dry from a big part of Texas northward into Nebraska and a part of South Dakota. And as long as that's the case, obviously stresses in that part of the country will likely continue to mount, and in those locations, temperatures in the upper 90s to lower 100s will be common throughout much of the coming week without any real significant amount of relief. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.